Welcome to lesson 47 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Tony O'Rourke and I'm here with my student, Jerry Gaffney.
Hi Tony, what have you got for us today?
Well, today I've got a 16 bar reel called The Glass of Beer. The first part of the tune is in B minor, that is the natural minor, not the Dorian mode, and the second part of the tune is in D major. It's a relatively straightforward tune on the guitar because, believe it or not, all of the notes for the whole tune are to be found on the first and second strings. And if you ever happen to try learning the tenor banjo or the mandolin, this is an ideal tune for your first reel, as it's also played on the first two strings of those instruments. But there are quite a few triplets, or there could be quite a few.
Tony, how do you know when to add triplets or other ornamentation to a tune?
I'm glad you asked that, Jerry. It's a question I'm often asked. The answer is where you feel they should go, and they should be placed in what you consider to be a point in the music where they will enhance the sound of the overall tune, but they must be put in if you want to play authentic traditional Irish music. In my arrangement, I've put them in once a bar in the first part and at two points in the second part. There's also a trap with this tune that because the left hand fingering is pretty simple, the tendency can be to play the tune too quickly. Remember, playing any tune accurately is your first priority. And then when you can sit back and say, well, this tune is easy to play at this tempo, then start thinking about a sensible increase in tempo. Now, one difficulty in B minor is that the basic B minor chord is a bar chord. It's a little harder to get bar chords sounding clear and crisp, so don't ignore the accompaniment aspect of this tune. Bar chords are most often used by electric guitarists, and playing a bar chord on an acoustic guitar is physically more challenging than playing one on an electric guitar. Incidentally, as this tune is in B minor and D, you might want to experiment a bit and try accompanying it with some of the open D chords that we covered in our previous lesson in The Flower of the Flock. As this tune can be played on the top two strings, I've included another arrangement with the same notes but with a tablature in open D. The accompaniment shouldn't be too hard as there are only four chords, D, B minor, A and G.
Thanks, Tony. And next week we have a tune I particularly like, Joe Baines. And of course, as usual, we'll remind listeners that the booklet accompanying these podcast episodes is available for $9 from www.irishguitarpod.com.
Okay, and as usual, I'll play the tune through slowly for you and then I'll play it through at normal tempo. We'll see you all next week.